it has the potential of achieving something significant. This is the very first time that a national human rights body has taken action to address the potential human rights impacts and infringements of climate change on its citizens. I think it's never been done before, so it's a first case which, if it goes through well, has the potential to set precedents in other countries as well.
Now, 45 days is the deadline for these various companies, and we're talking big companies, to respond to this petition. Would you anticipate that they will respond, and will their response be in any way significant?
Well, I anticipate that there would be some struggles in getting those responses, given the stakes that these companies have in this action. But let's hope for the best that they do respond in time. And if not, then the Commission may have to take some other steps in addressing that. I don't know, I couldn't speak for the Commission, but they would have to assess that at that point.
Are you surprised that the Commission of Human Rights of the Philippines has decided to go alone on this? You would think, with climate change obviously being an international issue, that it might have had more chance of success if there were more countries on board. Or do you see this as a test case?
I'm not surprised that this action has come from Philippines. Philippines has been very, very vocal internationally as well at the climate change meetings around the impact of climate change that they're facing. And have pretty strong internal mechanisms and structures within the within Philippines that advocate for climate change. And the Commission taking up this action shows very, very strong commitment on climate change from Philippines' part as well. I think this is the first test case because it hasn't been done before. So we're looking at how things go, and hopefully, if it works out through this action, then it has potential of other countries joining as well. I mean, in the Marshall Islands, a few months ago, about a year ago, tried to take this up through the international courts as well, and they're still doing some work around this, taking companies and countries to court internationally. I mean, it's a work in progress from a number of countries. These countries are trying to see what works best at this point.
In essence, what seems to be happening here is the Philippines, or at least the Commission on Human Rights of the Philippines, is seeking to blame a long list of companies: Chevron, ExxonMobil, BP, Royal Dutch Shell, Total, BHP Billiton, the list goes on, seeking to blame them for the disasters, the cyclones that have struck that country in recent years. Now, we know the science is pointing the finger at these companies, but is it right to essentially single them out as the sole cause?
I think it's right to do so because it's the business of these companies who are actually contributing to the pollution. And if we really, really want to address climate change and reduce the impacts, we need to change the business as usual models of these companies who are essentially the big fossil fuel companies. So we need to really get them on board to reverse or to reduce the impacts. Making a case against them is, I think, very, very practical.
Now, your organisation, the Pacific Islands Climate Action Network, clearly represents the region, not just one or two countries. So could you see a situation, depending on how this case goes, that PICAN may be involved in something similar down the track?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out at all from the Pacific. There has been, as I said, mentioned from Marshall Islands, the attempts to do so, and Greenpeace Australia Pacific and a few others within our PICAN membership have been doing some groundwork around taking companies on board as well. And the Philippines case is also our case study in developing something like this in the future. So I wouldn't rule out a possible action like this from the Pacific either. And I was on your show about 2 weeks ago talking about what the Pacific leaders have agreed in principle around the Pacific Climate Treaty. When PICAN proposed this draft treaty, we have provisions within the treaty that talks about access to justice for communities affected by climate change in the Pacific. So it's in early days, but should this access to justice provision get passed along into the Pacific Climate Treaty 2 years from now, this could open up some avenues as well for communities affected by within the Pacific to take up action similar to those taken by the people in the Philippines.